What is going on, Fightful Select? Welcome to the Fightful Select Raw and SmackDown Mock Draft. I am Rob Wilkins. Who you see right there is none other than Cher Delaware. What is going on?
Oh, I'm a little nervous about this. If anyone's ever watched me play GM mode on SmackDown versus Raw, I'm not good at drafts. So.
If you would have seen how I drafted last year when I did one of these, I would have gotten fired because I was so bad. It went horrible. But I'm excited. This is going to be fun. We already predetermined who was going to go first and which brand. You decided to go with Raw. And you're going to get the first pick. The other thing, too, for those at home or wherever you're watching this or if you're listening to it, she will get an additional 15 picks. So after the first 15 draft choices between the two of us, after number 15, she'll start doing two picks. I'll get one, and then we'll go from there. Now, before we get started, we are going to draft champions, usually like the way they've done it on TV is they keep the champions where they're at, but we're going to change that up. And also there are a few people that are on the injured list, like Bayley. She is not in the draft because usually when the bigger star comes back, they kind of do the free agent thing or they just put her where they want. So, or put them where they want. So it's going to be a blast. So before we get started, I want to say thank you for tuning in to us on Fightful Select. Because of you, you help us get paid. You help us be able to do all kinds of things. I mean, example A, Sean Rossap was able to go to New York because of guys like you. And we really appreciate that. So he can brag about it all the time.
Yes. And all my meals when we hang out.
Yeah. And all his meals are all her meals when they hang out. And it helps pay Jeremy for his great headlines that he does. Everything like that, it goes a long ways. It goes towards Fight Talk, one of our best podcasts, a weekender. There's so much that you get, and you get the breaking news first. So because of Fightful Select, we're able to do something like this. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you, Cher, for doing this. I appreciate it.
Thank you for asking me. I always joke that Sean has banned me from Fightful, so.
I'm using my power to override that, which I don't have any power, so we'll see if this gets on the air. But let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to let you pick first, and there's no time limit, so just have fun.
So when you sent me the list of everyone, I started writing names down, and obviously I know I'm not going to get all of these people because otherwise your show would suck. But I'm already went against the grain going with Raw because we know how I feel about Raw. So my first draft pick, who I still think should be, he probably won't be the first draft pick, but he should be, is going to be Big E.
Okay. Big E. I like it. Well, I have to go with none other than the head of the table then. That's I gotta go Roman.
Yeah.
So he will be staying on Fox.
Fox will be very happy with you.
Yeah, there. I hope so. Sounds like they're not happy these days.
It was a hard choice for me to go between the two of them, but I really think that Big E could be the one to turn Raw around too. So
I really hope so.
Monday was good.
Yeah, it was a fantastic episode this past Monday where you had the triple threat match. Man, yes. Between Bobby Lashley, Roman, and Big E. Man, and just everything else that happened. It was a great Raw.
Just getting to see him back together with New Day was fantastic.
That was what I wanted the most. All right, you're up again.
For my second, let's go with Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch. Well, that's already two people going from SmackDown to Raw.
We need it.
This is a big deal to me. I think he's going to be a huge, somebody big going forward for WWE. And that is none other than Omos. So
gonna be big.
Yep, sure. That's who I'm going with. I'm moving him over to Fox.
All right. I am gonna go. John Cena.
I don't like you. That was my next pick. I'm not kidding you.
My list was literally Biggie, John Cena on my list. So
you did it. John Cena, Big E.
Big meaty men slapping meat.
There you go. Oh man. I'm gonna go with Charlotte Flair.
Good choice. I had her right next to Becky on my list. All right. So for my fourth pick, I am gonna go. The New Day, Kofi Kingston and Xavier.
Good choice. Good choice.
I let them be split up again.
Well, yeah, and I'll be honest with you. When you chose Big E, I already told myself, no matter what, just because how I feel, I'm not going to go with the New Day as much as I would want to. I'm like, they need to be together.
They need to be together.
they weren't the same to me. They just weren't. It just wasn't.
They could have done. Stories still having them together, but
yeah,
I'm just glad we got them back together.
Yes, and I hope Vince watches this so he can decide what he wants to do
for sure.
All right. You are not gonna like me for this at all, and I'm sorry that I gotta do this. Finn Balor.
I knew.
I'm like, this is my heel turn right here.
That's all right. Keep that feud going with Roman and Finn.
Maybe at Survivor Series, him and Cena can wrestle now.
Let's go for my fifth pick. I'm gonna go Seth Rollins.
Keeping the married couple together.
Yeah, I can't separate them. They got to travel with their baby. Yep. Went to the United Kingdom with them for this tour.
Yeah. Man. All right. You know, there's a lot of rumors going around this guy, but I think he's going to stay. That's just my opinion. I'm probably wrong, but I think he needs to be on Fox still. And I'm going with Kevin Owens.
Oh, he was who I had next.
Oh no.
I love KO.
I do too. I'll be the first one to say, I obviously love AEW and I love WWE. And when Adam Cole left, that was the one guy that I wanted to stay. And it's not because of, I knew he was going to have great matches. It was because I see him as a future WrestleMania main eventer. That I've always seen him that way. But he left. So the next person I have on my list was Kevin Owens. I don't want him to go. And there's a lot of rumors out there, and I'm hoping, you never know. So we'll see.
I didn't want him to leave because of Uno, but.
Oh, that too, that show. Oh, man.
I actually said something earlier about how they're taking all of his shirts off of UDD shop at the end of this week. I was telling Sean about it, and he was like, are you going to cry? And I said, no, because I already own all those shirts. Mm-hmm. But if I watch the video again where they say bye to him, then I will cry because yeah. I cry every time I watch it.
You know, the thing is like the one thing that I love that they said, and I'm not going to try to make you cry, is what they said that got me was, it's not a goodbye, it's a see you later. When they said that, I was like, oh, son of a, you know, I was like, you can't do this to me. So.
All right. So is this my sixth pick? I think so.
Yep.
All right. You know what? For number six, we are going to go Bianca Belair.
Oof. Ugh. That was my next choice, but okay.
You took KO.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how often he'll be there, but I'm going to go with Brock Lesnar.
I had him down too, and I didn't do it just because I was like, eh.
I don't think. Yeah. So I got to go with Brock.
All right. For my seventh pick, we are going to go with Edge.
Man, Edge, my guy.
I want Edge and Cena to have matches.
Oh, I do too. And that might be the reason I might let Randy Orton stay with them. I might, because I kind of want them to team again at one point.
I kind of want to have an old man triple threat match between Randy, Edge, and Cena.
Yep. That'd be good.
Be fantastic.
Man, let's see here. I'm gonna go with Alexa Bliss.
Ooh, good choice.
She is gonna follow Charlotte to SmackDown.
For my eighth pick, let's go Mustafa Ali.
Oh, man. Good one. With you taking Ali, I'm going to go ahead and take my guy, AJ Styles. I'm moving him to SmackDown.
The house that AJ Styles built.
All right. So now that's four. We have eight picks, so eight each. Right. So now I'm going to start letting you do two for, like, so I'll take one, you'll take two.
Now?
Yeah, we'll start that. And then, however, if you do a tag team, we are going to go ahead and count that as two. So
yeah. From now. All right, then I'm going to take Cesaro. And Sami Zayn.
Hmm. That was honestly going to be my next pick because I wanted him and KO to be a team again. Like,
oh, that would be good.
We might have to trade after this is all said and done. I'm going to go with Rhea Ripley.
Oh, good choice.
Got to build this brand.
Yeah, so for picks 11 and 12, I am going to go Naomi and the Bays, Shayna Baszler.
All right.
People are definitely going to get mad that we're picking over other people.
You know, I could always go for another AJ Styles versus Nakamura match. So I'm going that route.
Dang it. When I picked Cesaro, I almost said Cesaro and Shin, and then I decided to go Sammy. Good pick. All right, so for 13 and 14, I'm going to go Keith Lee.
Ooh, like it.
And Dakota Kai getting the call up.
Damn it. That was going to be my first NXT person. But I just realized somebody that we should have taken a lot earlier, and I can't believe I forgot him.
Oh, no.
None other than Bobby Lashley.
Oh,
now, there's a question for you. I should have asked this earlier. Do we give him MVP too? Or
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because MVP can't really, I mean...
Yeah, he's probably almost, I think, and I don't want, I love him. I think he's great, but he's been dealing with some injuries this year, 2021. So hopefully
he was going to have knee surgery done, which I'm sure that he's needed it for a while.
Yeah. All right. So you're up. Two more picks.
All right. So for 15 and 16, let's go. The Street Profits.
Okay, cool. I don't know if they have a, if they're, I assume they're technically a tag team, but if not, I'm going to take Chad Gable.
Yeah, I would say that they are.
Okay, I'm going to take Chad Gable and Otis.
They don't wrestle, like, not as one, so.
But if I was running Raw or SmackDown, I would have Otis attack Gable so he can get his push for sure. Gable.
For sure. All right, so this is 17 and 18. We are going to go Liv Morgan. And Randy Orton.
Cool.
Back in women's division.
Oh. You know, I think he's been great lately, so I have to go with Happy Corbin.
I had him on my list too. And someone I just realized we have not drafted yet. Who I'm going to take for, this would be my 18th pick, Sasha Banks.
How in the hell did I forget about her?
Right?
My God, how? People are going to watch this and be like, these people, these two are ridiculous.
And for 19th, I'm going to take Asuka.
Oh, did, okay. Yep, sorry, my bad. I was lost my count for a second. All right, man. Ross looking good. SmackDown looks good, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think, for
what? I think that with the talent that they have, either could be great. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, that's...
The booking is the issue.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The booking is what needs to do it, but... Mm. All right. I just can't see him... I'm gonna move him over to SmackDown. Damian Priest.
Oh, that's a good one. Had him on my list too. All right, so this will be my 20th pick for number 20. Let's go. Jeff Hardy.
Nice.
And for number
Jeff Hardy staying on Raw.
Yeah, for number 21. Let's go. The Miz.
Nice. Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, and he's getting ready to be on Wheel of Fortune, too. Like, Miz is a crossover star around here.
Nice. Let's go with Toni Storm.
Good pick. For 22 and 23, I'm going to go Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander, and they are going to get put back together.
I like it.
They need to be a tag team.
Well, I am going with a tag team as well, and that's going to be Shotzi and
Deegan.
Yes, thank you. My
good choice. Good choice. All right. So that was my 22-23. So for 24-25. Let's go. The Mysterios.
Oh, moving them to Raw. He has a big possibility of being a big star if they do things right, in my opinion. And they need to put him on TV a lot, and that is none other than Ricochet. He needs a mouthpiece.
Yes, he 100%.
And if it was up to me, he would kind of join up with Bobby Lashley and MVP.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do.
I really thought that's what they're going to do for a little while.
I did too. That's what I thought they were going to do.
So for 26-27, let's go with Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler.
Ooh. Raw's going to have tag teams galore.
I love me some tag team wrestling.
Probably should have taken her earlier, but I'm gonna go ahead and do it now. Is Carmella?
Good choice. I had her on my list.
Gonna keep her on the SmackDown.
All right. So for my next two, let's go Apollo Crews.
I'm going to give you, what's his name?
Aziz.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can still pick another one, because...
I think Aziz.
Yeah, Aziz hasn't wrestled, really, has he? I mean, maybe attacked. I don't know. I'm not a fan either way. Yeah.
And Sheamus.
Ooh. Sheamus. All right. So, Apollo Crews... All right, so I think from a marketing standpoint, I think Eva Marie is going over to Fox.
All right. That was 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know how many I'm at. 30, maybe. I'm going to take the Viking Raiders.
Ooh, I like that. Man, there is not going to be a tag team division on SmackDown. I got to figure something out here.
Well, there's one tag team you haven't got yet that I did not pick just because. That would be the Usos.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That'll be my next pick. For whatever reason, you took Naomi, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's probably why I thought about not picking the Usos. I think because I thought about them earlier, but oh well.
I didn't take them.
I'll take the Usos.
All right, so for my next, I'm going through the list now because I've basically taken everyone off of my list. Great. I'm going to go Mia Yim. And Nikki A.S.H. I have one person left on my list.
I'm moving Drew McIntyre over to SmackDown.
Oh my God, how did I forget about Drew?
Same here. I just looked at him like, how did I forget about him? People are going to be pissed when they watch this. They're going to be like, but what is wrong with these ass clowns?
Like in front of us of all the names.
Yeah. But it's not We have them in order. It's just we're missing them.
I'm scrolling through here and I'm like, has this person been picked yet? Like,
yeah.
All right. So for my next two, I'm going to bring back up Ember Moon.
Good choice.
And I'm going to take, Drake Maverick.
Drake Maverick. Cool. Well, since I'm working on the tag teams, let's go ahead and go with Grizzled Young Veterans.
A good one. Good out there. So I'm gonna take Humberto Carrillo and Angel Garza.
Angel Garza. Okay. So that, let's build on this tag team some more. Let's go with Imperium.
Good one. I forgot about them being on the NXT option. Jesus. Something fell off the wall. It's okay. Man, we're getting to the nitty gritty here.
Yeah.
I'm going to take R-Truth.
Ooh, cool. I forgot about him. I like him.
Me too. R-Truth and Mansoor.
I don't like his gimmick right now, but I'm going to fix that. Karrion Kross.
There you go. And I will take Elias. And nice. Drew Lock.
Oh, nice. Get that great wrestler in there. Drew Gulak and Elias. Oh, man. You know, let's see what she can do on SmackDown, and I'm going to give her a shot. Aaliyah?
There you go. And I will take John Morrison.
That was honestly going to be my next pick.
John Morrison and we are down to the bottom. Boobs. Yeah, we're getting...
Boobs. Okay. God.
Okay, I think from here we can just do one back and forth.
Okay, I was actually thinking that too.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Okay. You know what? I'm going to take Harry Smith. And the reason why is I'm not like the WWE. I'm going to give him his nickname, the British Bulldog Jr. or the British Bulldog. One of the two.
All right.
Because I think using those names helps. Like, I always thought Curtis Axel should have been a hitting. Like,
yeah.
Or maybe Mr. Perfect, you know, like just.
Yeah.
Drives me nuts.
So I'm going to go with Doudrop.
Okay.
Change her name to yeah. Not New Drop.
Not New Drop. New Drop. All right, so. Oh, I forgot to tell you earlier, I did take Gran Metal Geek off because he requested his release, and he'll probably, I would assume, get it.
Yeah. I think we have six left.
What's that?
I think there's six women left. The Ray.
Yeah, we could take. Yeah, there's a few because we got the Raw.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and we can also go ahead and take if we want to, we can take Nia off because she's injured for a while.
No, that's fine.
Okay, and you got medium. So my turn.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and fix some more. Let's go with Zelina Vega.
There you go. So the only Raw woman left is Dana Brooke. So I'll take Dana Brooke.
Okay. So all the Raw women have been taken off, have been drafted. And here's another one I'm going to do that probably won't be popular with you, but I'm going to take T-Bar and get rid of that stupid name, and we are getting Dijak back.
There you go. I miss old Dijak. They have all the action figures out right now of Dominik Dijakovic, and I'm like, he hasn't been called that in over. Unfortunate. I am gonna take you know what, I'll take Mace.
Okay. I forgot to take him off, or maybe we're gonna get yelled at again. Riddle?
No, nobody picked him.
Okay, I'm going to take Riddle. I can't believe it. I would have picked him way earlier if I would have.
Right.
Man. Wow. But okay. And I'm sorry, who did you take before Dewdrop? I got excited there.
Before Dewdrop?
Oh, Mace. You took Mace. I'm sorry, I meant after.
No.
Oh.
All right. So. Reggie.
Right?
Okay.
Well, I'm going to see if I can fix him up, and it's mainly because he's a Minnesota guy, but I'm going to take Riddick Moss.
I really think that his issue is just that he's so green. Like, give the dude your training.
Yep, we're going to maybe put him with not necessarily do a tag team, but maybe I'll have Chad Gable train him a little bit and have him team up with British Bulldog a little bit.
There you go.
Be the American Bulldogs.
So I think this is the last man for SmackDown. So I'm going to go ahead and take Shane Thorne.
Yep, that's what I had. And I had it down to Riddick Moss and Shane Thorne, but I was like, let's go with Riddick Moss. Let's go with Austin Theory.
Okay. I'll go with Saray.
Well, because I don't know what's going on with her and the way they're doing things, I'm going to put Scarlett back with Killer Cross.
And he should also be called Killer Cross.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, that should be that should be the truth, too. Yeah,
he 100% should be called Killer Cross. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. All right, so we did all of Raw women. Two people left on SmackDown women. All of SmackDown men. I'm going to take Akira Tozawa.
Okay. Him and R-Truth stay together.
Of course.
I think I need a luchador, so I'm going to take Lince Dorado.
Oh, there you go. I forgot about Lince. All right. There's certain people that I just, like, won't pick.
Yeah, there's some I'm like, I'm going to draft and just I give them a no. Not going to go there, but...
We don't have much left here. All the NXT drafted. Did you take Danny and Oni?
Nope, I did not.
All right, I'm gonna take Danny and Oni. Or Wani.
Yeah. I think he's everything he does is great for the community and stuff. So I'm gonna take Titus O'Neil. Good. He's going to be the ambassador.
We've got no NXT men, no NXT women, no SmackDown men, no Raw women, one free agent.
People are going to freak when they hear that name.
Will not pick just out of pure.
Well, then we already know who's going to take him then. I'll take him next, but I'll let you go ahead and go.
Last draft pick. Denise will be balling up her fist over that one. So we did all the SmackDown win. I don't know why I'm looking at that.
No, I'm showing two still there.
Of the SmackDown men?
Oh, yeah, men. I'm sorry. Yeah, men are gone, I believe. I thought you said women. Sorry.
Women, we've got those two.
Yeah. So...
Actually, I'll take Natty.
Okay. Natty. Gonna split them up then, because I'll take Tamina.
They need to be split up. So all women are done.
Yep. Drafted. All the women have been drafted.
All right. So, all we have left are the men Raw roster and the one free agent. Yeah. So who's left on the men Raw roster? We have
Shaky, Veer, Jackson Riker, and Goldberg.
I'll take Shanky.
Okay, I'm taking Goldberg. So you're going to take Veer, so I have to get stuck with that guy.
You knew I wasn't going to take him.
Damn it.
Yep, so I took Veer. So the last.
Well, that means you would have taken Goldberg if I wouldn't have taken him. Because I think we both would have taken Goldberg before, or I think we would have taken Goldberg both before
Jackson Riker. Yeah.
So you get Shaky Veer.
The good thing is Goldberg's only going to show up twice a year to your show.
Yeah. There you go. And
just have Brock Lesnar show up the same time and smash him.
Yep. That is true. So I got to put down Jackson Riker. And I know people are going to be like, how do you take Goldberg near dead last? It's just the way I feel. I'm not a Goldberg guy. It's
us drafting for things that we,
I don't know.
We like. Yeah.
It's nothing personal. I just don't want a guy that slams his head into a door before a big match. So. Yeah.
I'm not all about people that concuss themselves and are freaking blown up before they get to the ring. Like, that's just, I mean, clearly I drafted this for my own entertainment.
Yeah. Oh, that's exactly what it is. I mean, that's the same thing I did. And we'll have to see, like, we'll have to score it and see how we did. It'll be interesting. I mean, the thing is most of them I could see going either way. I really do. I can see New Day staying. I could see New Day maybe going to SmackDown. The only three people I really don't see moving, I don't see Roman or the Usos moving. I think they're staying on Fox.
And I think that they might swap Charlotte over to SmackDown and then do Becky on Raw.
Yeah, I could see that too.
Because wherever Becky goes, Seth is going to go.
Yep.
And Seth needs to be a top heel on whatever show he's on, and you can't be a top heel when you're on the show with Roman.
Correct. I agree with that.
Like, put him on there, let him feud, him and Big E, that would be fantastic. Like, let him feud with E, and then eventually we can get him and Roman. But that doesn't need to be something that happens right now.
No, exactly. I agree with that. So yeah, this is our pick. I believe we got everybody. I went off the WWE.com roster, so I don't think I missed anybody. Now, there are some people in NXT, obviously, we didn't go with. I think if it was up to us, I think one of our first picks would have been Bron Breakker, obviously. But I would have changed his name, too, to Steiner.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be a star. He's fantastic.
Yep, he's got the look and everything, and I think anybody that watches this would agree with us. I don't know how you take that name, how you don't use a Steiner name. You want to capitalize on stuff. It's there for a reason. You want to capitalize on that name. It's the same reason why you would want to capitalize on, like I said earlier, Joe Henning. Yeah, I don't see why they never did.
It's very confusing too, because he has like the whole Steiner look. He wrestles like a Steiner.
And he sounds just like his uncle too.
Yeah, it's just maybe they thought he wouldn't be super great, so they didn't want to put the Steiner name with him, and then he might when he called up be a Steiner.
Yeah,
I'm wondering, because I mean that's what what's Eddie Guerrero's daughter, that that's what she said, that they did, like, they told her. They gave her that stupid name that she had when she was in FCW, and they told her, don't suck.
Yeah.
Like, you'll ruin your family's name. And I mean, like, no one is going to be Eddie Guerrero. How do you expect anyone to be Eddie Guerrero? Like, that's just, I can see that, but I'm definitely hoping that at some point he gets that name back, because I loved the Steiners when I was a kid. Scott Steiner, which is so weird looking at him now. I had a huge crush on him when I was like 5. I loved Scott Steiner. I thought he was hilarious when they would come out. Like, loved them. And I definitely think that he can be, like, not just because he is a Steiner, but he's fantastic. Yeah. Like, that dude just started wrestling training less than a year ago. Like, he was playing football last year.
Exactly. So this is our WWE mock draft. The draft is coming up the 1st of October, or I don't know if it's the exact October 1st, but it's basically a week from tomorrow, might be actually October 1st.
Yeah, it's the SmackDown on the 1st that's in New Orleans, and on the 4th that is in Nashville, because I might be going to the Nashville one.
Nice. Cool. That'd be awesome. So, basically, we'll just kind of go over our first couple picks. Cher went with Big E. I went with Roman. She then went with Becky. I went with Omos. And then she followed that up with John Cena. And I went with Charlotte Flair. Because she took New Day. Well, she already had New Day, so I couldn't do that. So I knew if I was going to go for the kill, I had to take Finn Balor. So I did.
He did.
So we might have a trade later. We'll have to decide. Then after that, you went with Seth Rollins, and I went with Kevin Owens. And it was a fun draft, I think, and we'll either be really good or in the middle or really bad. So
I definitely think my women will be off because I took way too many women, and they will not have that many. I think I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yeah, I have 14 women. So
yeah, I would probably end up giving one of my tag teams up for two of the women just to build mine a little bit more.
Because I definitely don't think Raw will have 14 women, but you know, I did stack up on some tag teams though too.
Yeah, it was a good draft. I got, for the most part, I got everybody I wanted. I would have liked Sammy, and I would have liked Edge for sure. And of course, I'm a big John Cena guy, so I would have liked him. But
love John Cena. Yeah.
But yeah, this was our draft. Sure. Let them know where they can find you.
You can follow me on Twitter at Cher Delaware. I have a little like thing in the top that has links to everything else, so it's easier just to say Twitter. And follow me if you hate Cody Rhodes and want some bad wrestling takes. That's and thirst tweets. That's where you follow me at.
There you go, thirst tweets. You know what's funny? Every time I go through my Twitter feed and I see Adam Pierce like go through, I'm like, first person I think about is you. So
I now probably just. In response to my tweets, I just get GIFs and pictures of, so it's funny.
Well, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins. Every Tuesday night, I cover NXT. Every Wednesday night, I cover AEW Dynamite for temporarily at least, or for the future, I'm covering Rampage until Ryan Cook wants to take over for that. I'm also on Select, doing a Select Fightful Retro review with Joel Pearl. We're going to do that probably eventually. That's going to be airing. We're going to try to have one a week, maybe two a month. Not sure yet, but we're going that route. Other than that, you might see my ridiculous Photoshops that Sean retweets. So other than that, I want to say thank you for tuning in, joining us on Fightful Select. It means a ton to us because of you. You're the reason we get to do what we You're the reason we get to do what we do. We love it, and we love you. So make sure you follow.
I appreciate. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. And thanks again for Fightful Select. Because of you, you get to do the Q&As with Sean every week. You get to do like his discussions during Raw, SmackDown, AEW Dynamite, all kinds of stuff. And you get the Weekender update with the Weekender podcast, rather, with Steven Jensen, which is always money. And then you get the news. The biggest thing that people love is you get the news first. Before it hits Fightful.com, you get it in your inbox with Fightful Select. So we appreciate it, and you have a great rest of your day, and thank you very much. Again, Cher, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
It was fun. Other than that, we will see you guys later. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon.